Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. I'm Tom Merritt. Nintendo announced the new Switch Mini handheld game console. The Switch Mini has a 5.5-inch screen compared to the original Switch's 6.2-inch screen. It's also slightly lighter at 0.61 pounds versus 0.88 pounds for the original. The controllers are not removable on the Switch Mini, and the left controller has a typical D-pad. While it does have a USB-C port, it does not support a TV dock and does not have a kickstand. Nintendo claims the Switch Mini will get 20 to 30% more battery life than the original, so about 3 to 7 hours. Switch Mini goes on sale September 20th for $200 in yellow, gray, or blue. Tuesday, U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross announced his department will issue licenses to sell to Huawei where there is no threat to U.S. national security. Huawei remains on the entity list. In a separate speech, Director of the White House National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, said non-security critical components would be allowed to be sold to Huawei for a limited time. After a meeting with China on June 29th, the U.S. president said that the restrictions would be eased. YouTube announced changes to its copyright claim system. To manually file a copyright claim now, a user must include timestamps of the infringing material. Repeated failure to provide accurate timestamps with claims will lose a person the right to the filing system. Respondents to claims can use YouTube's editing system to remove the offending parts or swap out music. The new rules do not affect automatic claims as a result of the Content ID system. The Raspberry Pi 4's USB-C port doesn't work with all charging cables due to varying implementations of the USB spec. The Raspberry Pi's USB-C port shares a single resistor between two of its pins, while the USB spec calls for one resistor each. Therefore, E-marked USB-C charging cables meant for laptops fitted with USB-C Thunderbolt ports have a chip to detect devices and manage power draw. These E-marked cables identify the Pi's USB-C port as an audio adapter accessory because of the single resistor and do not send power. The most common example being the MacBook power supply cable. Raspberry Pi's Eben Upton told Tech Republic the issue will be fixed in a future board revision, which Ars Technica reports should arrive in a few months. Amazon Game Studios announced it's developing a Lord of the Rings MMO in partnership with Leo's Athlon Games. It will be a free-to-play title for PC and consoles. This is the same game Athlon announced last year as being developed with an unnamed partner, but now that partner's named. It's Amazon. Last year, Athlon described the game as being set long before the events of Lord of the Rings, with people and creatures never seen before by fans of the Tolkien universe. That description is similar to an upcoming Lord of the Rings TV show being developed for Amazon's Prime Video. Visa and Andreessen Horowitz are investing in fellow Libra Association member Anchorage Omnimetric Blockchain Security System. Anchorage does not use usernames, passwords, email addresses, or even phone numbers to secure its cryptocurrency transfers. Clients whitelist devices held by employees. Any transaction request is reviewed by artificial intelligence and Anchorage staff for validity. Then, a 2/3 quorum of coworkers must approve transactions. AT&T is enabling its Call Protect service by default for all new lines in order to block robocalls. Call Protect blocks fraudulent calls, flags telemarketers as suspected spam, and lets users maintain a personal block list. The service has been available for free, but a customer needed to enable it themselves. Existing users can still do that and activate it, though AT&T says it will begin turning it on for existing customers eventually on its own. Any customer can opt out of Call Protect if they wish. The UK's National Health Service is bringing a skill to Amazon Voice services to let users ask questions like, how do I treat a migraine, or what are the symptoms of chickenpox? Answers will be drawn from the NHS website. Finally, Warner Media announced its new streaming service, scheduled to arrive spring 2020, will be called HBO Max. Along with HBO content, the service will also exclusively have all 236 episodes of Friends, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Pretty Little Liars. It will also have previous seasons of Warner-produced shows for the CW, like Batwoman, starting 30 days before the premiere of the next season of those shows. It will have other content as well from Turner Networks, Crunchyroll, Rooster Teeth, DC, and Looney Tunes. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.